Hey, it's Amanda, your girl, Bud Light Nurse, coming at it on this rainy Thursday afternoon. Oh my goodness, how's everybody's week been? Oh, well, let me sum it up for you. I'm being tested for COVID, so that is a very fun thing. excuse me. I had some food poisoning last week after I got some takeout supporting my local businesses. And my work said, we don't want you coming back to work because you had the fever, you had the nausea, we want to rule you out, be sure we can have sleep for our patients. Sure, that's great. I feel bad for wasting a test, though, because it happened 3 hours after I ate. I mean, that's classic food poisoning. Within 2 to 3 hours after you eat, anything you think about, you get food poisoning. So, anyways, that's what my week has been like. How's everybody else's week been? You know, hopefully not so stressful. You had a flare-up at work. Let's talk about it. So some common issues that come into thinking, a law in Somerville, Massachusetts to wear a mask or you get a $300 fine. I spoke to a nurse recently who thought this was a little bit too heavy-handed. I mean, yeah, you need one when you're out in a public place, like a grocery store, things like that. You're walking your dog down the street and there is nobody else on the road. Is it really necessary to take the precaution of causing you a fine not to wear a mask? And let's face it, we have all been, you know what, I might be wrong with saying that. I have certainly been less active. My dog does not like walks. It's been very rainy. I have tons of excuses I can give you right now. But I have not been active. And if I was to walk down the road, I would not be breathing very well if I had to wear a mask. That's for damn sure. Never mind the N95. Like, I already breathe rough on that on my own. But I have definitely gained the quarantine 15, and I'll give you that much. So what is everybody feeling like? How are we feeling against this rule? Do we think it's necessary in causing less extent on the community of the COVID outbreak? What do you all feel about that? Reach out to me, send me messages, give me your opinion. I'd love to hear from you. Another thing that came up this week for common issues is Maine is opening up this Friday. A lot of their businesses, hairdressers, shops, things like that. And if you don't have a Maine license plate or a Maine ID, you will be asked not to get out of your car or you will be denied services, whether you want a haircut, your nails painted, that kind of thing. I think that is a step in the right direction. Do I think it's going to stop a rebound effect? Absolutely not. I think we're going to be having a rebound effect anytime. You know, honestly, does anybody else think it's impossible to have a rebound effect? Yeah, everybody's going to be at home for some amount of time, things like that. Like, we can go until October, but you know, you still get back into that rallying of being in flu season, and I don't honestly think we're going to come out of that, and it's going to happen regardless of whether we open now or we open in 3 months. I mean, that's just my own personal opinion. We're all still going to the grocery store with our masks on and everything, but if it's going to get you, it's going to get you. Am I wrong? Let's talk about it. Let's have a conversation. I mean, this nurse felt like it was a little extreme to deny people from other states, but at the same time, we're in New Hampshire, where we have people with a lot of summer homes here coming up here, spending money at Walmart, could easily be carriers before they're symptomatic, which is very scary. When I was at work, these nurses came up with a saying in their community, get out of here, flatties. That's a short term for flatlanders, if you didn't figure that out by now. I think that's very creative, but it's also prejudice type of thing. But I mean, you can't be too safe right now. I mean, everybody's got somebody connected to them that's immunocompromised, and we all have to go to the grocery store. But there is also online services that aren't available to every community. I realize that, but I was looking at one the other day when I ran out of vodka. I said, damn, I need some vodka delivered. Like, I'm being tested for COVID. I can't go out in the community and get it right now. So I wanted this app, which costs $100 a year. I'm like, yeah, no, I can't afford that. I'll do a 30-day trial and cancel it like we all do with everything. I'll just do that. And I looked and there was no liquor store services. By the way, interesting story about the liquor store coming up at the end of the episode that I have to share with you. Very interesting experience recently that set me off right off the edge because I have some social disturbance issues. Very upsetting situation I was in, but stay tuned. That's what we got ahead for the episode. We're talking about how to unwind, living life, and what we're doing right now to stay afloat in the healthcare field. So So I want to get to talking about how everybody is unwinding after being in our current healthcare field situation. What are we doing? There's a lot of people buying pets. I've had a couple nurses on my Facebook. Shout out to Sammy J. She's got her cats, and I hate to call her out, but honestly, the cats' names are the best. It's Louie and Gus, and I gotta tell you, I am obsessed with these names. Beauty and the Beast, let's go. Louie and Gus, best cats ever. I'm just gonna call that out right now. They're not even a year old, and I'm gonna say they're the best cats ever. So I had started to indulge in another guilty pleasure of my own, and it's not what you think, and honestly, it's taking me back to my early years of nursing, when I worked at a nursing home owned by the government. I would come home every day and watch this for 3 to 4 hours at a time, and it is the trash TV that is the Jerry Springer, Maury, Steve Wilkos circuit in the morning. I gotta tell you, this is some wild stuff to watch, and I highly recommend it because you will be like, holy shit, how would these people exist? What? Like, what is going on in our country right now? And this is even before Corona, because you know they're not filming lying shows right now because of Corona. But oh my gee. Wow. I mean, can I just talk about the episode today? And I gotta tell you, this is not for little ears. This was an episode where the girl came on as a daughter, and her mother lived with her, and they had another roommate, and they all had a threesome together. Like, what is that kind of bullshit? Like, holy shit, like, I don't find myself at all any sort of... any sort of saint of any kind, but oh my gee. Wow, this is some stuff you can't even, I guess you could script a makeup if you were in that industry, but wow, this is entertainment at its best. And of course, you know it's all scripted. Does anybody else think it's scripted? If it's not just me, like, come on. Obviously, I mean, I don't want to say this doesn't happen in real life. They are from Tennessee, not saying anything bad against Tennessee, but another couple that was on... this married couple, she was 18, he was 16, she had to sign on as legal guardian, and I'm like, wait, you were his mom, technically, if you're his legal guardian, like, what? Anyways, move on, fast forward from that, they're in their 20s, okay, they're legal, that's great. The woman had an affair with another guy, sure, through her best friend, who she called Ma, that's why she was on the episode, because Ma had slept with her husband, who she was trying to leave. It was just, it was a mess. It was the biggest mess since I've seen a Caesar salad and a chef salad tossed in the rain while there was a hurricane happening. I don't even know how to describe it. It was a mess. And, you know, I'm just looking at this and I'm totally not thinking about COVID. I gotta tell you, I loved every second of it. I was not thinking about the epidemic in front of us or going back to work next week. You know, I honestly am praying I'm negative, and I really hope it was just food poisoning, this, that, and the other, because I feel okay now. I got some body aches left over, but whatever, you know, I'm doing okay, and oh my god. Ugh, what a mess. I mean, what are people doing to unwind? I watched Stranger Things with my partner. I got up to the 6th episode of the 1st season, and I fell asleep. He watched the rest, and I was like, oh, I will watch the rest later. And I still haven't done that. And I'm like, wait a minute. Tell me, does Will live? And he told me, and I'm like, the fact that you told me, I don't know if I want to watch the rest. But anyways, what are people doing online? Reach out to me. Tell me what you're doing creatively. I am certainly not staying fit. I will tell you that. I have gained the quarantine 15 doubled over. And I'm not proud of that. I am just saying I am in that boat. And we are on that boat to sink. But there's going to be a huge health uprising, hopefully, after this. And we can figure out a strategy to beat obesity and alcoholism and everything else that people are doing wrong. So, that's what I've been up to. What have you all been up to, is my question. Some food for thought for you out there. And don't tell me you're going to the gym, because I know you're not. You lying sacks. No, I'm just kidding. But what are you doing to keep busy? Are you finding new hobbies? What are those hobbies? Reach out to me on social networking. You know where I'm at. Don't ask me to tell you again. I'll tell you at the end of the episode, but that's what's going to keep you going. Any sort of saint of any kind, but oh my gee. Wow. This is some stuff you can't even... I guess you could script a makeup if you were in that industry, but wow, this is entertainment at its best. And of course, you know it's all scripted. Does anybody else think it's scripted? If it's not just me, like, come on. Obviously, I mean, I don't want to say this doesn't happen in real life. They are from Tennessee. Not saying anything bad against Tennessee, but another couple that was on... This married couple, she was 18, he was 16. She had to sign on as legal guardian. And I'm like, wait, you were his mom, technically? If you're his legal guardian, like, what? Anyways, move on, fast forward from that. They're in their 20s. Okay, they're legal. That's great. The woman had an affair with another guy, sure, through her best friend, who she called Ma. That's why she was on the episode, because Ma had slept with her husband, who she was trying to leave. It was just, it was a mess. It was the biggest mess since I've seen a Caesar salad and a chef salad tossed in the rain while there was a hurricane happening. I don't even know how to describe it. It was a mess. And, you know, I'm just looking at this and I'm totally not thinking about COVID. I gotta tell you, I loved every second of it. I was not thinking about the epidemic in front of us or going back to work next week. You know, I honestly am praying I'm negative, and I really hope it was just food poisoning, this, that, and the other, because I feel okay now. I got some body aches left over, but whatever, you know, I'm doing okay. And oh my god, ugh, what a mess. I mean, what are people doing to unwind? I watched Stranger Things with my partner. I got up to the 6th episode of the 1st season and I fell asleep. He watched the rest, and I was like, oh, I will watch the rest later. I still haven't done that. And I'm like, wait a minute. Tell me, does Will live? And he told me. And I'm like, the fact that you told me, I don't know if I want to watch the rest. But anyways, what are people doing online? Reach out to me. Tell me what you're doing creatively. I am certainly not staying fit. I will tell you that. I have gained the quarantine 15 doubled over. And I'm not proud of that. I am just saying I am in that boat. And we are on that boat to sink. But there's going to be a huge health uprising, hopefully, after this, and we can figure out a strategy to beat obesity and alcoholism and everything else that people are doing wrong. So, that's what I've been up to. What have you all been up to, is my question. Some food for thought for you out there. And don't tell me you're going to the gym, because I know you're not. You lying sacks. No, I'm just kidding. But what are you doing to keep busy? Are you finding new hobbies? What are those hobbies? Reach out to me on social networking. You know where I'm at. Don't ask me to tell you again. I'll tell you at the end of the episode, but that's what's going to keep you going.